Hello again, you're listening to the news at one. The funeral has taken place in Dublin of Des O'Malley, the founder and leader of the Progressive Democrats and former senior government minister. His family was joined by a small number of invited mourners and friends and political associates from his long career. They were told by the celebrant, the Reverend Gerard O'Connor, that Des O'Malley never quite dropped the habit of calling a spade a spade. He lived, he said, one wild, precious life. At the outset of the funeral mass, 12-year-old twins, Peria and Joya Hobson, recounted visiting Des O'Malley last year.
When we went to visit Des with Fiona in St Vincent's Hospital in January 2020, we sung him some hymns and we really hoped it cheered him up in that hard time. Afterwards, he sent us a lovely postcard telling us how much he liked them. Des wrote in the card, "Since you are both 70 years younger than I, you are likely to be attending my funeral in due course. Please would you sing those two little hymns at my funeral. Lots of love, Des." And he put two kisses. Randomly, he also gave us a mini electric fan, which would really come in handy today. So today, we are going to be singing those two little hymns for Des and all his friends and family. The first one is called "Lead Me, Lord."
Lead me, Lord, lead me.
Priya and Joya Hobson. Well, the celebrant of the Mass, Father Gerard O'Connor, remembered his former PD colleague, Des O'Malley.
As Des could be robust in debate, utterly frank, often right, Des could also be very tender and gentle and loving, witty and funny. I bring my own fragility to this liturgy as I feel a loneliness and an emotion in saying goodbye to someone I enjoyed, admired, and drew inspiration from. I feel humbly privileged to be part of this liturgy in what is a threshold moment for the O'Malley family, Irish politics, and Irish society.
Des O'Malley's son Owen delivered his father's eulogy and painted a playful picture of his father.
Dad was, for us, probably quite a different person to the public persona. He would tell us stories about himself growing up and also about his younger days in politics. We laughed at the image of him carrying a gun. We thought it was hilarious. The idea of him being anybody's hero struck us as odd. He used to sort of play up being a baby. I can remember at the sink in Abbey Avenue in Corbley in the kitchen, he used to get his... We didn't have a shower or anything like that, and my mother used to wash his hair in the kitchen sink, and he'd pretend to cry as suds went into his eyes. And so he, not being a physically imposing man either, we never had this image of him as a kind of a big or great man.
Owen O'Malley also recounted a new hobby that his father had taken up later in life.
He would also, for some reason, he liked to actually engage in practical jokes. For reasons I can't figure out, later in life he started to do prank calls and would ring people and pretend to be somebody else and do these things. One included pretending that he was going to sell Thomond Park, putting it up for sale, and he had some young one, as he would have called her, from Sherry Fitzgerald on the phone for about an hour as he tried to convince her that Thomond Park was prime development land for and ready for 500 units.
Owen O'Malley remembering his father Des O'Malley at his funeral service, which has been taking place at Donnybrook in Dublin in the last little while. Well, we're joined now by our reporter Conor Hunt, who was watching the ceremony, as were many others online this afternoon. Conor, first of all, it was in terms of attendance, the number of mourners allowed very restricted as a result of the COVID regulations.
It certainly was, Brian, and that funeral mass is still continuing at this lunchtime. Mourners gathered at the Church of the Sacred Heart in Donnybrook in Dublin at midday. Now, you may remember that's the same church where the funeral masses of Albert Reynolds and Gareth Fitzgerald were held a number of years back, both contemporaries, of course, of Des O'Malley. But this mass today was different, as you say, in nature, primarily because of the times we live in. It took place in accordance with the current COVID guidelines. So that meant that only 50 people were allowed in the church. Now, among the mourners were President Michael D. Higgins. The Taoiseach was represented by his aide-de-camp, and other figures from the judicial, diplomatic and political spheres also paid their respects. Sean Donlan, a former ambassador to the US, was there, as was Supreme Court Judge Gerard Hogan, as was the former Taoiseach Bertie O'Hearn and the newest TD in the Dáil, Ivana Bacsik from Labour. And then, of course, there were Des O'Malley's former colleagues who he worked closely with and who he went on and founded the Progressive Democrats with. Michael McDougall was there, Mary Harney was there, and Liz O'Donnell. The chief mourners, though, of course, were Des O'Malley's brother and sister and his six children.
And, of course, it was a ceremony that reflected the private individual, the family man we heard there from his son Owen, but also the public figure as well, and Mary Harney, who succeeded him as leader of the Progressive Democrats, a very close friend and colleague of his, has also been delivering her eulogy, her appreciation.
And another friend as well, Reverend Gerard O'Connor, who's the chief celebrant, a friend of Des O'Malley. He described him as a fine Limerick man. He also said that he displayed great courage setting up the PDEs, and he likened it to a start-up on steroids. He said Des O'Malley dared greatly. And you heard earlier as well from Owen O'Malley, he said that politics was a tough business to be around, and it took a toll on his family, but he said he was never embarrassed or ashamed of being Des O'Malley's son. And in the last few minutes, Mary Harney, the former PD leader and former colleague, also gave a eulogy. A very experienced politician, obviously, but she said that this was the most difficult speech she'd ever make. She said it was a daunting task. She said Des O'Malley was her friend of 40 years. She said his political instincts were always rooted in what was the right thing to do. Now, following the mass, the family will attend a private committal service at a Dublin crematorium for the man today described as breaking the mould in Irish politics.
Conor Hunt, thank you for that.